In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday today, April the 6th. Good as always to have you along, everybody. You know, I wasn't kidding about that shruggy emoji thing, right? There's like a half a dozen places we could start today, any and or all of which are big deals for this economy. However, comma, since we've only got 5 minutes in which to wrap things up this week, we are going to go big picture, all trade and tariffs all the time. Lynette Lopez is at Business Insider. Sudeep Reddy is at Politico. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
So, Lynette, I made a big deal earlier this week about saying, you know what, we can't really call it a trade war yet because the sanctions haven't actually gone into effect. Given now that we are in this quid pro quo stage of this thing, can you say trade war?
I think that people would prefer that we say posturing. What is certain is that we are in a world of deal-based trade instead of rules-based trade, which is what people in the world of trade are calling it. But we're being helmed in this country by a man who kind of bankrupted several casinos. So it's unclear if the deals are going to be up to par we need.
Yeah, no, Sudeep, pick up on that, would you? The deals-based phase of international trade and economics. How much of this $100 billion set of new tariffs that the president announced last night, how much of that is him setting himself up to have a negotiating position?
Look, the president of the United States is a real estate guy. He operates in a certain framework that involves negotiating, trying to up the ante, trying to create a good negotiating position. He thinks he can bring that kind of framework to the two largest economies in the world and see if they could, chest thump each other on the way to a deal. And that's exactly what they're doing. There's a lot of chest beating going on here to see whether anybody might back off. Eventually, it could come together as a nice little summit where they hash out all these differences and both sides can claim that they've come up with some gains for their countries. But it doesn't look like it's going in that direction right now.
Okay, but wait, because I hear you on the whole negotiating thing and all of that. But Lynette, you look at the stock market, right, and traders saying, what is going on? You look at the hog farmers we've been talking to and the apple farmers, and they're all like, what are they doing? Do you suppose anybody in the White House understands the concept of economic uncertainty?
I think they do. I think they just don't care. Peter Navarro has gone on television several times.
The head of the trade council for the president. Yeah.
Yes. And been quite flippant about people's concerns. Wilbur Ross has been pretty flippant about them, too. They're like, why are you guys overreacting?
Commerce, yeah.
But it seems like the Trump administration has no reason to back down until the 2018 elections. And the Chinese government has shown a willingness to marshal all of its resources to help ailing companies and ailing industries when they're in the face of danger. So because they have that power as a as an authoritarian regime, they can hold out for short to medium terms as well.
Right.
So that's something you have to think about.
And they are being very strategic politically, Sudeep, in how they target these sanctions. You overlay the map of the sanctions with areas of Trump supporters, and it's a pretty good match.
They can read a map. Yes, they can. They know exactly where they can twist the knife to try to force Trump's hand and to force the hands of members of Congress who are going into an election in a few months where all of this stuff is supposed to be on the line. And the Chinese know where to exert levers as well. And they have lots of other tools. They're flying sanctions back and forth. They can start dealing with regulations. They could mess with markets. There are a lot of things that you could see this go down. So we're certainly facing the prospect of a multi-front war if this thing keeps going on.
Lynette, I want you to play the other side of the coin for me on this one. The president, in a lot of ways, is right. The Chinese do force technology transfer, right? They do steal intellectual property. So what's wrong with getting tough with them after decades of this kind of behavior from the Chinese?
Well, I've talked to a lot of experts about this, and they say what we really need to do is have a coordinated effort with our allies in the EU so that the Chinese don't have any choice or any options but to stop with these joint ventures, stop with technology transfers, because the entire world is unified against that behavior. Now, this is not the approach we're taking. We're taking an approach where Donald Trump is going at this alone, where he's saying to the farmers who might be affected by Chinese tariffs, I will give you you subsidies, which in turn will make our allies even more angry because mm-hmm. they'll say, hey, what about our subsidies? And then the legality of that, not that this regime cares about the legality of trade measures. Obviously, they've shown that they don't care. But that legality mm-hmm. of it aside, our own allies and our friends might then give subsidies to their own farmers. And then we're messing with the supply demand the natural supply and demand of any commodity or whatever good we're talking about. And that will make price wonky. And you're going to see all the weird things that we've been seeing in the market.
Right.
The market is just pricing all these possibilities in right now. And the fact that it's like a computer that has too many algorithms to think about. It's starting to fritz.
Lynette Lopez at Business Insider, Sidi Breddy at Politico, talking tariffs and trade and all that good stuff. Thanks, you too.
Thanks, Guy.
Thanks.